Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Lars, and available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your Going In Raw content. I'm going to do an audio check. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
There's audio.
Woo, we have audio.
Fly, Eagles, fly. They won, Steve.
I know. So was that
great?
Was that the good game that you were hoping for?
It was a great game.
Let me ask you.
It was an Eagles victory.
Yeah.
So all in all, it was an enjoyable Super Bowl experience, regardless if you're a fan of either team or not.
Oh, shootouts are the best.
Shootouts that are close are just fun games to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if you're an Eagles fan, wow, satisfying win.
It had all the ingredients for a quality. So I am disappointed, of course, my Patriots. You know, this is how many Super Bowls have they been to since 2008?
Since 2008, I don't know, five maybe.
A ton, a lot. Another one down.
I think they lost three of them though.
Next
they
year,
only won two.
Next year, we'll be back again in the Super Bowl. Maybe we'll pick up that
Do
one.
You know, the Patriots are now tied for most Super Bowl losses in history.
No, that's totally fine.
And four of them, I believe, have come on Tom Brady's watch.
Oh, no, that's totally, but they got there.
Yeah, I know.
They've been there. How many Super Bowls have the Eagles been to since 2008?
Well, one.
A single one.
But they're 1-0.
That's right. And next year, they're going to end up like all those other teams who get to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. They may win, they may lose, and they fade off into the distance while the Patriots will remain in the Super Bowl.
Got a couple Super Chats here. The real ASP, £2 fly, kick it off with the Super Chat. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. Happy Rusev Day, guys. Thank you.
It is Rusev. I am actually disappointed you did not wear your Eagles jersey. I'm really sad about that.
I thought I'd wear my Ricochet shirt, noted Eagles fan.
I know, but this is the one day that it makes sense for you to wear an Eagles jersey.
I wore it yesterday.
Like the rest of like you're never going
to. No, actually, yesterday was the one day it made sense for me to wear my Eagles jersey.
We didn't do anything yesterday.
I
know. We didn't
wore it during the game.
No, today in celebration, everybody's talking about it today.
That's fine.
In celebration.
That's fine. I can still celebrate and not wear my jersey.
Let me ask something.
What?
Watch the attitude. What was a bigger celebration? What was a bigger victory?
I knew you were going to ask this question.
That you saw this weekend.
I knew you were going to ask this question. I have an answer prepared.
Adam Mayhem.
I know.
Going over Mecha Wolf 450
Huge.
At the Colonial Theater Virgil Flynn Productions.
In the main event.
In the main event with a swinging neck breaker.
Yes.
Or your Eagles victorious over Bill Belichick.
Here's the thing.
Tom Brady.
Since I've been an Eagles fan for nearly 30 years, their Super Bowl win is probably the more fulfilling.
Oh, okay.
But on a personal level.
This is the most Larson answer ever.
Why can't there be nuance to things?
Why can't you just say one thing or the other? It's a binary system I'm asking you here.
Things are not that simple. On a personal level, I seeing Adam Mayhem win was I probably popped just as much for that just because it had to been huge for him.
Yeah.
I was very happy for Adam Mayhem.
Yeah. How loudly did you pop? Because I was there for you at Virgil Flynn Productions when that happened. And I was very happy about that. How loud did you pop on that last play when Brady...
I clapped very loud.
Yeah.
And I raised my hands in victory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't win anything.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah.
I didn't scream.
By the way, Philadelphia fans, maybe don't riot. You don't need to tip cars over. Be new. Maybe don't riot. Do something new.
Yeah.
Everybody does that, though. So
Liam
annoying.
Wagner, $2. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I will say this.
On the road to victory.
It was a fantastic game, and I did find my new favorite GIF. I was going to load it up on OBS, but then I realized that it shows Gigi Allen's butt, and that might get us demonetized. But that was my new favorite GIF. I'm going to use that for everything now. It's very, very...
I don't know why you're obsessed with that.
Very cool gift. Yeah, hell of a game, though, man. My goodness.
It was a great game, yeah.
Slinging that ball all over the place. Yeah, it was
hardly
fantastic.
Any defense, but The Eagles defense showed up when it mattered most. Got that strip sack on Tom Brady.
Defense is balls, man. Nobody needs defense in football. That's what the XFL
you do at the right moments.
How do you like, let me ask you this. How do you like,
do you want XFL? Do you want just offense out there with no defense?
Pretty much.
You just want drills then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
are
fun. Fun in that.
All the fun. How did you like XFL? Did you see their little like noodling? I think they tweeted them out. They did those little animations making fun of the sport that NFL puts on.
No, I didn't notice.
Like,
that.
You know, referees take forever to review stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think that the reviews add a lot of drama to the proceedings. Oh, what are they going to do? I don't really care about the stoppage of the game. Like, who's there to really like watch a brisk experience?
You
at
know,
this point?
I agree. I know a lot of people like baseball is doing this thing, and I know baseball is a completely different thing because it's by its nature a slower, more deliberately paced game. But that's just what baseball is.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to get a game of baseball down in like 2.5 hours,
yeah, no,
and still
yeah.
keep it televised. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was listening to the radio the other day, and apparently the fastest Major League Baseball game, they got 9 innings in 51 minutes.
Wow.
Because there's no commercial. It wasn't broadcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just played.
Yeah.
So if they're in a pickle. Mm-hmm. Like, they want that sweet, sweet broadcast money,
mm-hmm.
but then they want a faster-paced game.
Yeah.
But you're going to – like, one idea they're going to try out – we're getting way off topic, but I don't care.
We have to pad this episode out.
Well, we'll see. One thing they're going to experiment with, I think, in spring training, was mm-hmm. it? Or the All-Star game, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That if it gets to the 11th inning and it's tied, mm-hmm. they're going to put a runner on second base to start the inning. You're fundamentally altering like how the
terrible.
Game is played.
That's
I hate
awful.
It.
That's awful.
That's not baseball. I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Adam Mayhem, $5. It was huge for me, and I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you for being there for me. Sure thing, Adam Mayhem.
Thanks for hooking us up with those third row seats.
Really happy for you.
Reserved. Also, Mr. Joystick, $5 super chat. Say you reach Sam Roberts status. We can only dream, Larson. And get the chance to have a live mic on WWE. Power rank, the top five. Is power rank working?
No.
Really? No power ranking?
Not for this scene. It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, I must have I have the stupid little eyeball thing turned off. What a bummer. Anyways, top five shoot subjects you'd bring up on pre-shows and interviews.
You know, this is actually a really great segue to our first story, if you think about it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So we're there on the pre-show. I'm looking at Booker T, who's now on the pre-show. Booker T, please confirm or deny you and Corey Graves are bitter enemies. You're blaming Corey Graves for you getting kicked off, getting the boot from Monday Night Raw. Confirm or deny right now, sir.
Shoot or work.
Oh, man, I'm heading to New Japan as soon as I can. Going to join those Bullet Club boys. I can't stand Corey Graves. Going to have a five-star match of Mania.
All right, so here's the story. So Booker T last
can
week.
I'm sorry. Can I just stop really quick?
What?
And just like. A lot of this stuff that we're talking about today is a lot of non-news. This entire episode is like a preview of, or is like a freaking non-news.
Why can't
thing.
We just have a pleasant chat? About
oh no, I
topics.
Love pleasant chats. I think they're great. I'm just saying.
You don't have to put any.
Look at the thumbnail for today's episode. It's so boring. But no, it's fine. It's totally cool. I'm just saying. It's okay.
Well, we didn't make it clickbaity, so that's good.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is the story. Booker T, you know, he is no longer on the commentary team on Raw.
Much to my dismay.
Same. So he was on his podcast, Heated Conversations, over the weekend. He had the following to say about his departure, and these transcripts are courtesy of Wrestling Inc.
Yeah.
This is what he said, quote, "If I got Corey Graves into fisticuffs, I would beat him down like he stole something.
Whoa.
I'd be whooping his ass all day long. Whoa. My thing is, I'm a nice guy until you get on my bad side. Corey Graves, I wouldn't necessarily say he's on my bad side right now, but he's the reason I'm not on Monday Night Raw now. A lot of people in the company thought I was going to jump on him. I was going to do something bad to him. I was going to drag him. I was going to take him out to the woodshed.
Ooh.
I was going to beat that man so bad he was going to say, please, please, just don't beat me anymore. That's how hot I was getting. That's how close I was getting.
Has anything good ever happened at the woodshed? I feel like that's the place where a lot of bad things happen, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out of the woodshed. Really? Are we going to have some ice cream out there? No. I'm going to take you apart.
Yes, he continues, if I catch Corey Graves on the street, I'm going to do something to him. I ain't going to do it at the office or the airport, but if I catch Corey Graves on the street, you see that little bouffant hairdo he got? I'm going to rearrange it for him.
Well, that I'd appreciate because I think it gets too high sometimes. You missed that little section there. He said, so they said, hey, Book, step back second, all right? We're going to regroup. Press the rewind button. We're going to send you back to the kickoff show, SmackDown on Monday Night Raw, pay-per-views, and cool you down for a second because we don't want you to do anything to Corey Graves.
Here's the huge qualifier here, this last bit. this kind of puts everything else in a different
context. Wrestling is fake.
Completely different context. Whether you thought this was a shoot or not.
Right.
This last bit kind of confirms one way or the other. Booker concludes, everybody knows my reputation. I get mean if you mess with my green.
Whoa.
And right now, my green is being messed with. Is WrestleMania coming up right? There's room for one more match at WrestleMania. Right now, on my show, I'm calling Corey Graves out to a fight. Not a match. Not a pre-show pose down or anything like that. I'm calling Corey Graves out to a fight. I'm talking man-to-man, mano-a-mano, you and I.
Now, this is great. We'll talk about this in a second, but Corey Graves responded on Twitter to Booker T saying, quote, thus the expert in battle moves the enemy and is not moved by him, Sun Tzu, who, of course, you know, was the book, The Art of War?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And he says, yes, this is what you think it is. Now, here's another qualifier, if you will. Graves was recently on the Edge and Christian podcast.
Yeah, a matter of a couple weeks ago or so.
Mm-hmm. And he had this to say about Booker. Highly controversial stuff here. He is one of my favorite...
That's the pronoun he refers to, Booker T. Yes.
Is one of my favorite people I've ever known in this business. He taught me so much, even about commentary.
He goes on further, but he has nothing but great things to say about Booker T.
Look, here's the thing. Now, when I first saw this quote, I tweeted out, man, this sucks. Like, it seems like they're not friends. But, you know, I thought about it. I read, like, more about this. And even Booker says at the beginning of his little spiel, he says, you know, this is going to probably end up in the dirt sheets. Dave Meltzer and all that will report on it. This is obviously a work. This is, I was mentioning this to Larson before off camera. I said, you know, if this, so... There are people like, you know, that I know that I consider friends.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm friends with, but not close friends with. And I would never publicly run them down. You know, I run down you on a daily basis and vice versa.
Yeah.
We talk crap about Hilton all the time, but I love him to death. And I take a bullet for him. Well, maybe not take a bullet for him literally, but, you know, figuratively anyways. And so I honestly think that. This is, I don't know if they're going to, if this is literally supposed to build to something. I don't know if this is Booker T just, you know, having some fun with this. I don't know what it is. But, the funny thing is when he says, one of the tells is when he says, you're messing with my green, meaning he got kicked off to Raw like he's getting a pay cut, which I don't really know how contracts work, but I would really doubt Booker T is going to be making that much less going from Raw to kickoff shows.
Yeah, it depends if his contract is
if it's like
appearance.
A per appearance,
yeah,
or if it's a, who knows, but I don't know. I'm sure he's doing fine.
When
he's about to run
this,
for the mayor of Houston.
When at the conclusion of this, he challenges Corey Graves to a match at WrestleMania, you know.
Yeah.
There's no legitimacy to this.
A bit on the silly side.
Yes.
Exactly. So I don't know. I think this
I think it's just Booker having some fun. I doubt he's going to have a match at WrestleMania against Corey Graves. He's just having some fun.
I am bummed out. That does make me sad, though, because I would love to see Corey Graves in a match.
I know.
But he's got like
he's not going to get cleared for that.
Ton of concussions.
I know.
So that's a bummer. But I don't know. I could totally see Corey. I mean, it is one of the things about them is that you see them. It's funny because if what we're saying is true, and this is just a big, you know, work. Like, it makes me miss Booker T on Raw even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because to talk like this about somebody, you have to really like the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so to know that they probably were actually as good friends as Corey Graves said they were.
Yeah.
Probably it means a bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, coach is there and it's fine, whatever. He does make it a bit more of a polished product,
mm-hmm.
Especially thanks to his time at ESPN. But I don't know, seeing those guys together, laughing it up and having a good time. And,
yeah, their
know.
Chemistry seemed quite genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. It's fun.
It seems to be much ado about nothing, though.
On the other hand, maybe Booker T is shooting it straight and maybe he's Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe we'll find something else. But the fact that Corey Graves would respond with a Sun Tzu quote, I think also tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, even it's so silly that we're even talking about it. But thank God that Booker said that, because then we had like an A story for our show.
I know. Otherwise,
again,
it's kind
like
of
that's
like,
what I'm just kind of like non-news.
Otherwise, we'd be rehashing a lot of stuff we've talked about before.
I know. Exactly.
Like this next story. So huge surprise. Cody and Kenny Omega are going to have a match.
Yeah.
Well, I found somewhat surprising that was going to happen at Supercard of Honor WrestleMania weekend at the Uno Lakefront Arena in New Orleans. I really hope this arena is actually named after the card game Uno.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
I don't know if it is, but I think it'd be great.
We used to have a draw four. A draw four.
So matches confirmed. Omega versus Cody in about 2 months.
Hey, when we get our secondary channel, can we live stream a game of Uno?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd be down with
that. That'd be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. We should do that. Connect Four. I love Connect Four.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd want to do it.
Stratego.
Oh, yeah, that could be fun. Yeah. Clue.
No, Clue's kind of boring.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did you hear they're releasing a new version of... This is wife news. I got this from Lacey. And she probably got it off of Reddit, so who knows if it's true or not.
All right.
But allegedly, according to my wife... they're releasing a cheater's version of Monopoly. So you get a card that instructs you to cheat in a certain manner. And if you get caught, you have to go to jail.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you have to, like, I don't know, steal somebody else's money or something.
That's weird.
Doesn't that sound rad, though?
That's interesting.
Because Monopoly is so boring.
It is. So they introduce white-collar crime into Monopoly
exactly,
to make it interesting,
yeah.
Essentially.
Or petty theft if you just take, it says take $5 from somebody else.
I mean, if there's like a full-on like a Ponzi scheme you're running.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's a great idea, man. It's like the XFL of Monopoly.
I guess. So is this a sanctioned version of Monopoly?
I'm getting this from Lacey, who's getting it from whatever sources she gets it from on the internet. I don't know.
All right. That's pretty funny, though.
I know. While you read this next confirmation,
Tama Tonga?
Yeah.
So Tama Tonga, I guess it was on one of the Road to New Beginning shows that have been taking place between now and the next New Beginning show in Osaka. I think it's next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Was doing a promo backstage and commented on the the inner faction turmoil going on with the Bullet Club. This is what he had to say. He said the veterans of Bullet Club were, quote, tired and annoyed of the bullshit going on around here. He said it's time to, quote, stop being a pushover, and that there is no second place for him. And he concluded by saying, quote, I do not follow anybody without having my respect. If you don't have my respect, I'm not following you. Nobody should be asking for the effing wheel if you ain't got the people behind you, and I damn sure ain't behind you. Now, who the you is?
Does that comment translate to Twitter as well?
Oh, I don't know.
Do we know if Tama Tonga is following Cody Rhodes?
I don't know.
On Twitter,
you were on your phone. You could have checked.
All right, I'll check.
But we don't know if he's referring to Cody or Kenny or both.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. At the G1, Tama Tonga was critical of Kenny Omega's leadership abilities.
Yes.
So,
I don't know. So
it could be referring to both of them, neither of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting if he steps up and tries to claim some sort of leadership role going forward, considering he is OG Bullet Club.
Yeah, true.
He's been in the faction since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Fale, I believe at this point, are the two longest tenured members of the faction.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the build-up to Supercard of Honor. Also, we have Strong Style Evolved here in the States.
True.
2 weeks before, and then the weekend after, I believe, is Sakura Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 3 weeks in a row we can see a lot of developments.
Confirmed.
In
he
this
is
whole story.
Following Cody Rhodes on Twitter.
All right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Oh, and he's following Kenny.
Well, I'd assume that'd be the case.
So, wow. Interesting. I like this. Here's my thing. So this is cool. Because when you really think about it, there are kind of three factions of Bullet Club. There's the Elite. There's Cody and I guess Hangman and Marty Scurll, like depending on where their allegiance are. I mean, kind of just Cody.
Yeah.
And then there's Kenny and the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And then there's like the OG guys.
Yeah.
There's Tama. And
Fale.
Fale.
And you got Tokyo Pimp.
Tokyo Pimp. Chase
and,
Owens.
Leo Tonga.
Rolls with them.
Yeah.
Louis Tonga, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other.
Tongaloa.
Tongaloa. So high drama.
In really
Bullet,
is.
In Bullet Club.
Bullet Club.
Again.
There's a lot going on.
News.
Richard Ely, $2. Did Young Bucks announce the Chicago card yet? If you're referring to the All In show, no.
No confirmation on where that is.
No, I feel like this this recent Bullet Club drama has kind of superseded announcements for All In. But who knows? Maybe they might have, you know, if Kenny and Cody have a series of matches, maybe they'll have the blow-off match at All In or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be kind of surprised if... So Supercard of Honor is the co-promotion thing, right?
No.
What's that?
Supercard of Honor is just Ring of Honor's show WrestleMania weekend.
Which one is...
Honor Rising.
Honor Rising. Yeah, I knew it had Honor.
That happens in March, I want to say.
Okay. Supercard of Honor happens after Honor Rising.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I don't know. A lot could happen between now and then.
Oh, it really could.
Yeah.
Here, let me check Honor Rising 2018. When is that scheduled to happen? End of February or early March? End of February. Two shows.
Another interesting little tidbit on the Twitter from Cody Rhodes. Some more Cody Rhodes news.
Yes.
Blasting, shooting on Vince McMahon. Wow.
Well, he didn't blast Vince at all.
Yeah, this is my non-news tone of voice. Wow, huge shooting on Vince McMahon.
Wow.
No, this is kind of interesting. Early Monday morning, it was like around midnight or so.
Hold on. Adam Mayhem just made an announcement. $2. Adam Mayhem is all in.
He's GG all in. From rtibbs08 on Twitter, asked Cody, do you think Vince unfairly holds back talent that comes up from NXT? Cody's response is this. He doesn't hold anybody back. A lot of times it's hard for fans to accept that some of their favorites have a ways to go or that they become lazy after they get that first live event check?
Maybe.
LE check?
Maybe.
Whatever an LE check is. Stardust, for example, didn't go beyond tag gold because I wasn't improving and I also got out of shape. So that was kind of a bit of a, I'm not going to say contradiction, but, you know, he had a bit more on his mind back when he first left the company.
Yeah, well, and he described instances where he had ideas for creative that went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
he said that the Stardust thing is something they kind of slapped on him, and he wasn't hugely into it. But again, I thought that he was fantastic at Stardust. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a really good job.
Cody's always been one of those guys that from a creative and a character standpoint, you give him something and he always runs with it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he said that back when he left.
Yeah. You know, does 100% what he can with the gimmick provided.
I mean,
the guy
is obviously, you know, regardless of what you think of him as his wrestling persona, his wrestling character, his wrestling ability, we're both super high on his character work.
Yeah, his character work is great.
And his in-ring work, although I haven't been like always the biggest fan of it, I haven't really seen much. I mean, there has been some growth. He put on a fantastic match with Okada at the Long Beach show. And then there was, his match against
Kota Ibushi was really good.
Kota Ibushi was fantastic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when he has an elite level opponent to work with, he can step up and he can keep up with them. It's when, like, he had that stinker against Michael Elgin.
Oh, that was not good.
That just was a nasty clash of styles. But I really like Cody. It's obvious the dude is super professional. He's not going to be burning bridges, you know.
Even when he's, you know, said stuff about creative not working for him, there wasn't any bitterness.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah.
matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. So, and on top of that, like, he can, I don't know, even after the run he's had to this point, he could go back to NXT and do some really good things head back up.
Oh, yeah.
And I would not be surprised if that was sort of the road he took from this point on.
It'd be Cody's road.
That was terrible. Like a couple of years from now, he can be NXT champion.
Yeah.
And then
I can see him doing following a path like Drew McIntyre did.
Drew McIntyre. Hall of Famer, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. That's true. That's a truthful statement.
Continuing on with more non-news.
Yes. Rey Mysterio.
Oh, wait. We got a $5 super chat. Who is this from? Oh, Alto Votale. Sorry, I didn't say his name up here. He says, demonetized. Can you send me a JPEG of your cartoon faces on Twitter? Sitting front row at Raw this Monday. I want to make a sign for you guys. Yes!
Awesome.
That's not today, is it? No.
No,
where
next
are they
week.
Today? Where are they today? I don't know where they are today. Anyways, yeah, man, I'll totally do that.
I'll definitely do that, yes.
Rey Mysterio. So last week, I think on Friday, we talked a little bit about Rey Mysterio and his contract status with WWE, or rather his, you know, potential contract status with WWE, saying that he, you know, doesn't really want to go full-time.
Yes.
Wants to do part-time. WWE wants him full-time.
Des Moines, Iowa.
So now he was interviewed by The Mirror, which I believe is a UK publication.
Correct.
And he says this: I want to say there is a big possibility that I will be back. We're figuring out what the situation is, you know, from both ends. But there is definitely a positive feedback on behalf of the fans, on behalf of the WWE staff, and behalf of myself, man. I think we're possibly going to sit down and negotiate something where we can both work together and have a good time and enjoy. What a positive statement. Happy Rey Mysterio.
I know.
Looked like $1 million in the Royal Rumble.
You look great.
Fast.
Moving great.
Quick as lightning.
Yep. I think his appearance in the Rumble, I think, has like a ton of views on YouTube.
Well, a lot of people are putting, you know, we're saying, ugh. A lot of people like take negative spin on everything. They're saying, ugh, it's got like twice the number of views that the Ronda Rousey thing
but
had.
Also, Ronda Rousey's debut was on all sorts of mainstream
covered everywhere.
Platforms.
It was covered everywhere.
You can see it wherever, anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Anywhere, anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime you want, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anyways.
Whenever you want.
So, but yeah, his appearance in Rumble wasn't going to be covered by ESPN, so like one of the only places you can get it legally is...
Apart from WWE Network itself, but if you don't want to scroll through the whole show just to see him 619 some people.
Exactly.
Just go to YouTube and watch it right there.
You watch it whenever you want right there on YouTube.
Right there, whenever you want.
WWE.com, you can do that.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Right so,
whenever you want to do it.
So, yeah, man, it was good. Good for him.
So hopefully, I am hopeful that they can work something out. They're not. They won't demand the full-time schedule.
Is he going to change the name of the 619 to the 205 Live? They're not going to put him on 205 Live.
They could. They could pop ratings.
Oh, that's super pop ratings.
Between that and from the fallout, the latest NXT tapings, there seems to be potential ways they can garner a lot of...
Whoa!
I'm not going to say anything.
Whoa! I look, man, I have an idea in my head as to what's probably happening because of Twitter, and I wasn't really able to avoid... I've been able to avoid outright spoilers, but I kind of feel I know kind of what's happening. But I'm just gonna try to watch and enjoy it.
I wasn't gonna say anything specifically.
On my own. You're starting to talk about based on what happened.
They could generate a lot of buzz for 205 Live. That's as far as I'm going.
Look at that! I got a stranger in my backyard, and this one, Gypsy over here, is
she's sleeping.
Sleeping. She has Undertaker eyes right now.
She does.
I wish I could get a camera on Gypsy.
That's REM sleep right there.
That is REM sleep.
Remember the episode of Star Trek Next Generation all about REM sleep? It was awful.
Is that the episode you're gonna be on for the Four Lights podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk endlessly about how
which
awful
is coming
that
soon
is.
To our second channel.
Awful,
I'm going to do
awful
that.
Awful episode.
I'm thinking I got to talk to Big Jim. I'm thinking the day before the New Japan Long Beach show, assuming I go, I'm going to go and record the first batch of episodes with
him.
If he's available, we can do it.
We got a couple more super chats here, Steve.
Okay.
Jen Lee accepted $2. Power rank the 2 stars to fill out the 205 Live tournament bracket. There's 2 spots that have been announced.
Oh, dear.
Someone on Twitter, was it Jack Gallagher? One of the members of the 205 Live roster. Said there's 12 active competitors on the show now. We've seen Tyler Bate. We've seen Roderick Strong announced to be participants. At least 2 open spots.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to be? So we have 2 more matches.
That'd be cool if it was like Candice LeRae and Sasha Banks.
That would be cool.
That'd be rad.
What about Lio Rush?
Oh, why wouldn't it be? It'd have to be, right?
I know.
Oh, man, that'd be great. I wonder, let me ask you this. Would the problem with it being Lio Rush be that everybody would really want Lio Rush then to be... He's so fun to watch.
I know.
He is so much fun. It would be kind of interesting. It's funny, like, when we got to see Tyler Bate versus TJP on 205 Live versus Tyler Bate versus
Roderick Strong, yeah.
That was the match we really, really liked because we kind of just feel they let them do more in NXT.
Yeah.
It would be kind of interesting to see Lio Rush just on one appearance on 205 Live and see if his style changed up at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he still would have to do the Matrix-type stuff,
you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not like they can tell him, hey, don't run as fast.
I know.
My name is Lio Rush, not Lio Jog.
A couple arm bars or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Here, you can do what you want. Just drop a couple arm bars.
Bridge. Hey, look, we need at least 1 2-minute rest hold. Or an arm. Yeah,
or combine 2 minutes of rest holds.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can do arm bars, You can do headlocks, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, do that, please.
Just bring it down a notch.
Leo Rush would be a good choice, though. Who That's else? A great Anybody choice. Else at NXT they can bring up? Anybody?
Well, I'm not going to. I don't want Ricochet anywhere near 205 Live. I mean, dude, any of the dudes from the Undisputed Era are technically that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't Adam Cole. What does Adam Cole build at?
215, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's 215. I don't know. Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly would be fun.
Playing air guitar in his tag belt.
Yeah, dude. That would be great. Anything to hear that song again, man.
You know what? You know how I'm just. We have time to fill, so I'm going to go off tangent here.
Dude, as many tangents as you want.
Do you think there's a possibility that Undisputed Era can get called up to Maine after Mania? Because it seemed like when Adam Cole debuted, they were going to fast-track him into title contention. Mm-hmm. And they pulled that way back.
Mm-hmm.
And just to essentially feud with Sanity. Mm-hmm. And briefly with Authors of Pain. For the faction as a whole. So, especially with a bunch of people coming in.
We made his Rumble debut.
Yeah, that too. Do you think it's a possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Like maybe they all arrive. They're like, these guys are super polished.
Well, let me ask you this. What would be more likely? Undisputed Era or Aleister Black? Because I kind of feel like it can't be both.
Oh, it won't be both. I think Undisputed Era are more likely to get called up.
Maybe.
But then you have a problem where you have Authors of Pain, Sanity, and Undisputed Era.
You got three tag teams.
Factions.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of people.
It's a ton of people.
For a limited amount of time on either show. Like, it's Sanity to SmackDown, Authors of Pain, and Undisputed Era to Raw.
I mean, I don't know what you do in a case of, like... NXT is really good at that kind of stuff, though. So you've got on... Is it SmackDown or Raw? You got Heath Slater and Rhino.
Raw.
They're on Raw. Tag teams that... At some point, they're bringing in so much talent that they're going to have to start phasing out jobbers and start really... And dude, this is a huge leap of them being able to do this. I don't want to call it 50-50 booking, which they already kind of do to a degree.
Yeah, they do.
But start figuring out storylines that don't need titles and really play to the strengths of all their talents.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to do some 50-50 booking. Yeah. Otherwise, some people just aren't going to come off as legit. I mean, you can't book Undisputed Era as like, you can't book... They're not going to all of a sudden start booking T-Bar as being jobbers. They're not going to start booking The Shield as being jobbers.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get rid of the idea of jobbers if you're bringing in all this top-level talent.
I know. That's a problem.
Because, like, why would you have Heath Slater and Rhino on a show when you can have Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish? But then you're going to have to come up with these storylines that are compelling enough to justify losses, and nobody looks bad.
I know, and they've had a tough time with that.
They've had a very tough time with that. Like, NXT can do that
that's
with their eyes closed.
That's the story of the club.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So... another super chat, Emilio Hernandez, $2. He says, Rey Mysterio, baggy pants or tights?
Oh, tights.
Yes.
Tights. It makes him look faster. Like, that's what he wore at the Rumble.
Yeah.
And he looked slimmer, too.
Yeah.
You know, time off will help a guy.
Patrick Sparks, $2. Road to Truth Exposed.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude.
Gorilla Strong, $2. Authors of Pain to Raw teaming up with Braun equals total destruction. That would be.
I'd like that, but I'd kind of prefer AOP to Raw teaming up with Samoa Joe.
Yeah, agreed. We saw that at a house show.
More factions are great, man.
Yeah, they are.
Three and up. Three men and up.
Give us large factions.
Oh, you're talking about eight-man factions.
I know.
Huge factions.
At least five.
Yeah. Well, that's what we kind of figured they might have been doing with Undisputed Era.
Yeah, we thought Roderick
Strong in.
Donovan Dijak.
That dude's working security guard. Yeah, he's got a security guard job now.
He's NXT Young Lion.
Dude. But yeah, do that. I mean, we kind of got that with Sanity, right? Well, it's three men and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But even that I like.
Oh, I like that too. You know, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of factions with women in them and how they could potentially fight with men, intergender wrestling.
Yeah.
Potentially coming back to the WWE. Let's talk about this really quick.
This is was it the NXT Instagram?
The NXT Instagram account
was tweeting about the stacked Nashville card.
What do
weekend.
You call it? It's not tweeting. It was Instagramming.
Yeah.
About NXT Nashville.
Yeah, the stacked card. And the main event was Almas and Zelina Vega against Gargano and Candice LeRae.
And here's the interesting thing. It said the actual caption from their social media team. Business is picking up in Nashville as Zelina Vega and Andrade Almas team up an intergender tag team match. Now, we couldn't find... I thought I read something. And I'm totally not going to say this actually happened. But I thought Candice got in some lick on
Almas.
Don't know if that actually happened. Interesting they use the term intergender, not mixed match. Maybe it's more likely that their social media person just kind of got it wrong. Just yesterday, they tweeted out, I think it was on Twitter, that Bobby Roode is about to defend his IC title before they change that to US title.
Yeah.
So it could be they just got that mixed up.
But they didn't change that one, right?
They didn't change that one. That one's still, intergender's still up. It's been up for a couple days. So, I don't know. I think it's probably a super long row, but we did see recently Nia Jax. How would you feel about that? Would you want to see intergender wrestling?
If it's done well, yeah.
If it's done properly,
yeah.
You know, I really don't want to see something like when Minoru Suzuki beat the crap out of Asuka. That's not fun. That's just disturbing. But, you know, where it can make sense, you know, I think it could be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, most popular intergender match, you know, obviously the World's Cutest Tag Team did a lot of that stuff. They had an epic match against the Young Bucks that was immortalized in T-shirt form.
Yeah.
Candice LeRae and her mask of blood.
Yeah. I have that DVD. We need to watch that when we get to the office.
I know. I'm excited. I'm also, today I'm starting on our Road to Office series.
Saw that.
Point of the sign. You got a point. You got a point.
Can't really see it.
They can't really see it.
First of all, it's like
it says office space.
It's cut off in the frame. And second,
this says office space.
Like there's a glare on the paper, so you can't read what it says. And it looks like there's at least three obvious stains on that paper.
Yeah. Well, what is why are you stain shaming me?
Well, Mom, this staining that it's not like the perfect sign to utilize.
No, but the stains don't really hurt it.
They don't help it either.
If it was in black. Let's talk Raw preview.
Yeah, let's talk Raw preview.
There's a Raw tonight, Larson.
Oh, really?
So let's talk about...
They're having an Elimination Chamber qualifying match between Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. One, who's going over that match?
Are there betting odds on the... Can I put down all the money I have on this match?
If you do, you might win a dollar. It's like one to 1,000. Those are Reigns' odds, probably.
I got like a ton of mosquito bites on my lower legs.
There's a lot of mosquitoes out there. We found one in our house this morning.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate mosquitoes so bad. What are they good for? I mean, every animal contributes to the environment somehow, right?
I don't know what they provide.
What do they do?
I don't know.
All they do is spread disease. It's terrible. Anyways. Reigns versus Wyatt. That's awesome. Next up, which this is literally from WWE.com. Which superstars will compete in the first ever women's elimination chamber match?
So we know Alexa Bliss is defending her title. You got to assume Sasha will be in there.
Yeah.
You got to assume Bayley will be in there.
Bayley's got to be in there. Nia Jax's got to be in there.
Yeah, those four for sure. That leaves two more spots. You got to think at least one member of...
Absolution, yeah. Right? Sonya Deville.
Yeah, and that leaves Mickie James or Alicia Fox, even though I don't know what her injury status is right now.
Give it to Dana Brooke.
Or Dana Brooke.
Give it to Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Plenty of options.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the anonymous Raw GM. Also, what's next for The Miz, they ask. Seems like Roman Reigns has already moved beyond the Intercontinental title.
I'm hoping it's... Dun, 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 dun. I moved on to wanting Finn versus Miz over Braun versus Miz.
You'd rather
Miz.
Have that than Finn versus Cena?
Well, I don't think Finn versus... Cena's supposed to be there tonight.
Yeah.
I think Cena's supposed to be there tonight, so maybe we're going to get some glimpse. Although I think they're going to figure out whatever his program is after Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably going to be Taker, man.
I feel like that's what they want, but Plan B.
Here's the thing about Finn versus Miz. That scene feels like a guaranteed win for Finn. I could see the club being cool with that IC title. It's another high profile name.
Oh yeah.
Everybody kind of wins in that situation because it's like, okay, we don't have to worry about people whining about him not having gold.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Winning the Intercontinental title or beating Cena at Mania, what's the larger achievement for Finn?
Oh, beating Cena for sure. Absolutely. However, beating Cena at Mania is not a guarantee.
Oh, I
know. If he's in a program with Cena, I'm not sure I'd give him the favorite odds on that one.
Considering he lost last week on Raw and then was eliminated by him in the Rumble.
Demon though, right?
Probably.
Do you think you're going to bust out the demon these days? Like he's doing the club thing?
Oh, yeah, because he did that in Japan with Bullet Club.
Why wasn't Finn? Wait a second. The bar is raised, and then top guys finally live up to their nickname?
They're not teasing anything for Club Balor Club tonight. But he'll be there.
He'll be there. They got to do something with him.
Yeah.
Get my backyard done right now.
It's exciting. Are you finally going to pave the entire lower level so you can...
I need some basketball court. I'll start a GoFundMe for that
there
one.
There you go.
What is that guy? He's doing my back door or something? What the heck?
He's overgrown back there.
That
man.
Guy's doing my back door, Larson. Yeah, it's super overgrown. But here's the thing, man. I went to get some gas for my lawnmower.
Yeah, you told me this already.
Right? And I load up your questions. Start asking questions.
Yeah.
And I put gas in my mower, and it still didn't turn on. The damn thing, because it had some bump.
You need a new mower then.
So, no, I don't. I have some bunk gas in it. That's a damn good mower.
Has it been left outside for several months?
Yeah. Doing nothing.
It could have suffered some like damage from water or something.
No. Dude, the lawnmowers, they don't suffer damage from...
You can get rusted out.
Can I please ask you something?
What?
How many lawnmowers have you owned in your life?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
You've actually had one?
Yeah.
What, do you have it now?
No, I don't have to...
You don't have a lawnmower. You have an HOA, so you have people
yeah,
doing
but
that
the
for
house
you.
We were renting before this house,
yeah.
I had to mow my own lawn.
Okay, yeah.
I got an electric one.
Well, here's the thing about lawnmowers. They are very resilient.
All right.
It's like the human body. They're very resilient machines. They are. This is what happened. Last year, the exact same thing happened. Put fresh gas in there. Didn't start. Took it to the shop because it was still under warranty.
Yeah.
Came back with a note. And I swear, it should have said, it felt like it should have said, you dumb shit. But it said, put clean gas in it from now on.
Oh, you have to empty the gas that's in it out first. And then
yeah,
it.
You just need clean gas. All right. And then maybe I should have changed out a spark plug. I know how to do none of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? My wife has been getting on me about just hire a damn guy. Back at the old house with that stupid pool, she was like, hire a pool guy. I said no. And it was always crap.
You've always been very stubborn about this.
I have always been very stubborn.
Because you always say, I enjoy doing yard work.
I actually legitimately do enjoy. And that's why I was literally bummed about my lawnmower. But, you know, bottom line is the friggin' forest back there.
It is.
And I need, you know, it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? Fine.
It demands professional help.
I'll find some other way to.
All right. Let's talk about your lawn.
Well, let's answer some questions.
All right. Well, first we got to finish this Raw preview. What's next for The Miz? New challenger for him. The bar is raised. New challengers for them. Top guys finally live up to their nickname.
So I'll be bummed out. Here's the thing. I'll be bummed out if top guys face the bar. Because that should be one item. That should be one bullet point in the Raw preview, not two.
I agree. The awful one. Favorite period of wrestling that everyone else seemed to hate.
Oh, man. I honestly cannot get enough watching 1995 wrestling. It's so bad,
yeah.
But it's fascinating to me because, like, the business was just on a low.
Yeah.
And, like, it was pre-NWO. I love watching it, though. It's so fascinating to me because everything's so booty. It's all bunk and ghetto.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're, like, you know, these 1,500 arenas.
Oh, yeah, little small arenas.
Little rinky-dink arenas.
Wrestling in.
Yeah.
The wrestling in like the early 90s is terrible.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But every once in a while, you see a Shawn Michaels match or a Bret Hart match. It's like, wow,
yeah.
Okay. They're kind of it's foreshadowing what's to come.
Yeah.
And it's great to see.
Yeah. Dr. Mufflebush.
$2.
$2 super chat says, Brian Pillman never died. If that happened, did it change the Attitude Era?
Yeah.
I would say not to a huge degree. Let me ask you something. Are there anybody we can find a parallel with Brian Pillman? Maybe he was along those lines. Because he was kind of figuring to be, I mean, he was a mid-carder. I'm not sure he would have gotten much past, like, he could have been maybe Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, yeah.
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 But I'm not sure he would have been like world champion or something like that. He wouldn't have blown up the business.
And, you know, given the fallout from the Montreal Screwjob, I don't know how, since he was, you know, part of the Hart Foundation, how that would have affected his status, whether he was stuck around or not. I don't know how close he actually was to Brett.
Yeah, I don't know. And then who knows what who did he leave? Let's see. He sort of left WCW behind. Didn't he burn that bridge massively?
Seemed like it.
Yeah. Tommy Trasko, why do wrestlers who leave the WWE seem to often have negative things to say about Triple H, but very few ever say anything negative about Vince? They don't like what Triple H had to say.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They think, you know, they can kind of maybe...
Haters gonna hate?
Maybe they can burn some bridges with Triple H, but at the end of the day, it's Vince's call who comes back and who doesn't.
Yeah, that could be.
So long they don't burn that bridge.
Yeah. They think. You gotta be careful with that, though, man. These days. Oh, boy. Don't burn bridges. Richard Ely said, I just saw Pillman's son wrestle pretty good. Yeah, I've been hearing good things about...
Oh, yeah?
About the young... I forget. Is it Brian Pillman Jr.? Or is he's got his own name? What?
Nothing. Someone asked, what is that Band-Aid you're wearing?
Transformers Band-Aid.
Oh, cool.
My kid put it on me. I don't really have a problem there.
Jordan Davis. Guys, assuming that Rollins and Reigns are the next two in the Elimination Chamber, who's the sixth? Jason Jordan is hurt.
Yeah.
Could they find a way to get
Seth Rollins said that
Finn
his
back in there? I know his back's fine. He said that was fake news.
He said it was fake news. Yep. Let me ask him. Do you think it's fake news or not?
Like maybe that night, or if someone's like he maybe took a bad bump. Is like, oh, my back's a little sore.
Yeah,
and that got blown up in two.
It was blown up, and then Dave Meltzer's like,
bad back,
bad back,
something like that.
So who would number six?
So we have
be?
Braun, okay. Cena.
Okay.
Did anybody else get in last week? Those are the only two. Elias.
Elias.
And then we have Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
And then Seth, probably.
Yeah.
They find another way to get Finn in that match?
Is The Miz fighting for a spot in the Elimination Chamber?
I don't believe so. He's
I would think not. He's happy being IC champion.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Maybe Joe comes back in time?
Maybe Joe.
I don't know if he's slated to come back, though.
What about Thebar?
Nah.
No?
Sheamus, for sure, is not going to be Elimination Chamber.
He's got problems. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd say they'd find another way for Finn to get in. Or Matt Hardy, maybe. Inam Haig? Sorry if I messed up your name. Can Jeff Hardy become WWE champion again? Yeah, he can.
He. What are the odds that's going to happen? I would say 2% botch.
Oh, it's probably fairly low. No, not 2% botch.
Devin Martinez, $5 super chat. If the DX faction started today, who would be the leader and who would the other members be? It'd be Finn Balor, Luke Gallows,
Carl Anderson.
And then, yeah.
Bad Boy Tomatonga.
There you go. How about Bad Boy Tomatonga and Bad Guy Joey Janela?
There you go.
Wait, doesn't he call himself? What does he call himself? Bad Boy or Bad Guy?
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Bad Boy Tomatonga, Bad Boy Joey Janela.
Ooh.
Janela would make a good, he'd make a good DX guy.
Yeah, he would.
He needs to bring it down a notch.
Oh, a lot.
You need to bring it down a notch.
He takes too many crazy bumps.
Too many crazy bumps. Going to shorten your career. Just bring it down a notch. Brian Jankowski, how do you pay for a super chat? There's a little money sign underneath the little... where it says say yeah. something. You just click on that and then monetize.
Tommy Traska, hey, friends, do you think WWE lacks compelling characters as opposed to good wrestlers? Personally, I think characters translate better to TV than five-star wrestling. I don't feel like they invest as much time as they probably should in developing interesting characters. Not to say they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Finn Balor, who seems like he's trying to do something interesting.
Yeah.
But they didn't really give him the opportunity to actually flesh anything out. Like that,
yeah.
Even just the smiling thing he's been doing the last few weeks, there's got to be a purpose or a reason behind it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the character. Number one, the wrestling thing is fine. They have all the best wrestlers.
Oh, in terms of the in-ring product, WWE's never been
really
better.
Really good wrestlers. I'm not necessarily sure it's the characters or if it's what it's what you're saying. What's creative is what creative is doing with them.
Yeah.
You got to do something with them. You got to do something that's interesting with them.
Yeah. Dang MQ, power rank what Asuka will do in Elimination Chamber. Hang out in the owner's box.
Yeah.
She's not going to be in Elimination Chamber match unless someone challenges her to a match for her Mania spot.
Maybe she'll come out at the very end and say, yell at somebody.
Or declare who she wants to face at Mania.
That could
still
be,
needs
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
Jay Lyon, power ranked top five current NXT superstars with highest potential on main roster.
Aleister Black, number one.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Shayna Baszler.
Candice LeRae.
Johnny Gargano.
El Idolo!
Yeah, man.
Richard Ely, what do you think Velveteen Dream's ceiling is on main roster?
Oh, man.
I don't... okay.
Here's an instance where sky's the limit. It all depends on how creative handles him.
Patrick Clark has all the potential in the world to, like, just be the biggest thing, right? But Velveteen Dream, it's a 50-50 chance, if that, that they're going to get him right. And if it's on SmackDown...
I know the percentages
are Rockstar.
I know, vastly different.
Oh my god, yeah. I really hope that Velveteen Dream sticks around NXT for a very long
here.
Time.
Same here.
He's super young. Just establish yourself as like Mr. NXT or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then once SmackDown has gone back to being like, once the brand split is over, SmackDown starts just being a clip show again, then he can go to main roster.
Kyle Young, he tried being patient with Dolph, but after the Royal Rumble, Kyle Young thinks he's ready for him to go elsewhere. Thoughts? Yeah, I was really hoping. I didn't really expect him to win the Rumble, but just an opportunity to have a better showing. He was in that match for, what, 45 seconds, a minute?
Yeah.
Wasn't it very long?
I'd like to see him go and do, like, stand-up comedy.
Try out Hollywood. Try to be in movies.
Yeah, I don't really want to see any of his stand-up comedy, but...
Would you see a movie with Dolph in it?
If there is some other... I wouldn't go just because it's Dolph.
All right.
I mean, we have that. That's available right now.
Yeah, I know.
Count out.
Down.
Down. And there's actually a bigger draw than him is Rusev with the gun.
It's true.
So I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. Cartavius G, do you think the Rousey hype will last past Mania? I mean, it just depends on what they do with her, you know, if they package her well, if they, you know, hide her strength, hide her weaknesses, emphasize her strengths.
Yes.
Then sure. Why not?
Yes. Jason King. Anyone else sad that Ono wasn't in the Rumble?
That would have been awesome.
That'd been fantastic.
That'd have been great. Jordan Davis says it would be amazing to see the IC title in purple. Velveteen Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Gets his hands on it.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Doo-doo. But I can just tell, dude, on SmackDown, like, you know, he'd be walking to the ring and they'd have, like, the smoke effect, but over the screen. It'd be so cheesy.
It really would be.
It would be so bad. All right, we're at 52 minutes. Is that good enough for a podcast?
That's fine.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Let's see. I don't know if it's going to work on out music. Is that going to work? Really? The out music doesn't work?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait. Maybe it is working right now. I don't know. I can't tell. Anyways, hopefully there's some music. Till next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, no. It's not working.
Oh,
nothing's working. It's not working.
Do I need
Can you reach over and hit stop streaming?
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.